When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
The phone rings, ring a ling a ling a. I answer, ring a hello. My husband is hitting on a lady, saying, "Come on, baby, she'll never know." He said she's out of town. Let's go jump in bed. He didn't mean to call me. He doesn't know he's dead. I got butt dialed by an a-hole. Cheat, cheat, lie, lie. I got butt dialed by an a-hole. Kiss this goodbye. On caller ID, I answer. He's riding in a limo, lying to a bimbo, talking about me. He said she died last year. They're off to Mexico. He didn't mean to call me. He doesn't think I know. I got butt dialed by an a-hole.
Kiss
some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Remember, we do put the F in professional. This is Tom speaking in the big room with Ace Cosby, our engineer, Chick McGee, sports guy, and Josh Arnold.
Look at this.
Josh Arnold currently doing very funny.
He's burying a pencil. He's balancing a pencil between his top lip and his nose.
Visual gags on the
radio. Very nice.
Leave him alone.
On YouTube.
Oh, we're on the YouTube. Okay, that's very nice. Christy Lee is in the next room.
I am.
Hi, everybody.
And then Willie Griswold is in the other next room behind the glass, and they're a little chilly. Apparently, the AC in here is putting cool air into your sector. It's fairly balmy.
Actually, in his defense, it is a little warmer than it has been in here, but not much.
Did you turn it up?
No,
I haven't touched the thing.
Yes, now it's at 48.
You're such a liar.
In the morning when I come in, this is a truth. I look in there. He turns it all the way down to 64.
Oh, yeah.
64?
Yeah, 64, 65.
Remember, he likes the Beatles, 64.
Yeah. That's
right. 64, the funniest temperature.
God.
Let's see now. I look around and I see there's Pat Godwin in the other building. And then I see at home, it's Jessica Alsman. And then in the category, we should have a contest every week, like where's Waldo?
Yeah.
It's where's Allie Breen? So, Allie, we have to guess from the background. Now, so
yes.
You're not in Cape Cod this time.
Well, no, not in Cape Cod.
Because
The fireplace was behind you. That looked like a nice place. And then
exactly.
It's either Atlanta or New York. Are we getting warm here?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Went from dads to moms, huh?
Yes, exactly.
We've gone from dads.
That's what I'm doing.
No, so your mom
where
lives.
It's nice and toasty, by the way.
Your mom lives in Atlanta?
Yeah, my mom lives in Atlanta, exactly. My dad's Boston.
Are there any other Breens in the mix?
Yep. My sister's down here and my nieces and nephews.
Okay. Does your sister live with your mom?
Yeah, my mom just moved in with them.
How'd that go?
What a loser.
Finally made it, huh? All right.
Yeah,
Is this a sad story? Maybe we should shut up.
Oh, boy.
It's a sad story with a happy ending. My mom got cancer last year, but she's fully recovered.
Yay.
It's
great.
Good yes, for her. Exactly.
Okay, good.
So they're driving each other crazy, but it's actually going nicely.
That sounds like the premise of a sitcom.
Cancer no more.
Really?
Yeah. They're driving each other crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's try to save a relationship. Want to?
I'm sorry. We have the lovely Allie Breen joining us from Atlanta today.
Yes.
And let's just get right to it. Do you have any letters of interest?
Absolutely. Dear Allie, I used my girlfriend's computer to book a flight and it was logged into her account.
Uh-oh.
I discovered tickets to places she went while she told me she was visiting her parents.
Uh-oh.
When I confronted her about it, she said that they were just girl trips that she thought I wouldn't want her to go on. This is crazy, right? She's definitely cheating.
Well, not necessarily, but she's definitely dishonest.
She's definitely a liar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it were a girl trip, why wouldn't she just be upfront about it?
Well, we don't know much about this guy. Is he super
jealous?
Yeah.
Super controlling. You can't have fun unless I give you permission to have fun. One of those guys.
Seems like a good rule. What'd you say, Josh?
Well, no, Chick, you've experienced the opposite of that.
What? Why don't you go somewhere? Yes, I've had that.
No. You've experienced this. Oh, I noticed that after working in the house all day, you're sitting down to enjoy yourself. Well,
I'll put an end to that.
I don't think we have enough information here, but yeah, something's weird.
It's certainly a problematic relationship.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you on that one, but
enjoy
that's
your
a hard one.
I think they
that's
just need to have
a to track, though.
Heart-to-heart conversation about
they
the
sure
truth.
They sure do, yeah.
Well, also, could you, is there some sort of math that you could do? Like, for example, I don't think that anyone's going to have an affair if they're flying to St. Louis for the weekend, but if they're going to Vegas and like Bora Bora romantic spots, does that make sense?
No, what if the guy lives in St. Louis?
Right, that's the problem there.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh lived in St. Louis for years. You could probably talk about encounter or two you had there, right?
Of course. What are you getting at?
With someone else's girlfriend?
Yeah. No. I'm just saying that I think that maybe the sitcom should be entitled They Have Sex in St. Louis, Don't They? I mean, it seems to me that Willie is implying.
Screw you in St. Louis.
I think Willie is insulting you.
No, I just picked a random city. I'm just curious, would you guys think, could you look at a list of cities and see if they're going there for friends trips or if it's specifically an affair?
I would think if it were places like Vegas and Cancun and stuff, that's more likely to be a girl.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was trying to
say. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I see.
But
if she's flying to Wichita, it might be a dude.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and you're okay.
She can prove it. Chances are she took photos on her phone. Here's the location, the date. Oh, you're
me right.
And
ask
here's
her
the
proof.
Cute waiter that's in the photo.
Yeah, because there's no way they get a girl trip without taking pictures.
Yeah, if it were a girl trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Someone's got
to be all over Facebook.
Right.
Look at Marcy with the pool boy. Wait a minute.
Oh, that's not Marcy.
That's
the president of Liberty University.
Wife. Becky, I think her name is.
Idiot.
Yeah, he can't be that possessive if he hasn't already looked for photos. Because it should be on Instagram. Every person's on Instagram or Facebook.
If there's no photographic evidence of this girl's trip, then there may be an affair.
It is not a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Unless you said, don't post anything, guys. I'll get in trouble by my boyfriend.
Well, but they still took pictures.
Right. It's on her phone for sure.
Okay. Talk to her more.
Ask for proof.
Wouldn't there be sleazy motels on her credit cards?
It could be anything.
What do you think? She's paying for the affair?
Exactly.
So if it were a girl's trip, wouldn't she be paying for the hotel?
I see what you're saying. I thought you said the sleazy hotel.
Yeah, there'd be
a bar
tab or whatever, anything.
I think there can be a lot of bar tabs, and there can be tagged photos, and there can be screenshots of conversations, but at the end, you should have a conversation.
Yes.
Of course. They need to talk this out more. This is shady.
Okay, what's our next letter, Allie?
Dear Allie, I love my girlfriend, but I need her to move out. I don't want to live together, but I still want to be together. What are the chances she understands and that this works?
Can I remove myself from
signed that?
Josh is gonna work on our sitcom idea. Remember, it's called Remission Impossible.
I don't remember writing that letter, but
perhaps it's a good idea.
When did I become the voice of reason?
I don't know.
Perhaps we might send Allie
That's a
quick
scary
note
thing.
About updates in people's lives.
Hey, Allie could move on.
We've done it. We survived it, actually.
Oh, wow.
This is so funny. My mom had passed, and there's times where you kind of have to go your separate ways to like grow closer together.
So you kicked Donnie out?
No, we just, when our lease was up, we kind of just.
Who brought it up?
We don't have to go that deep into this. This is a comedy show.
You brought it up.
I just said it can work. It can.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wait, so you guys stayed together
while
you lived apart and then just moved back in? Okay.
Yeah.
Then who wanted to move back in?
I think we both did. And we probably both wanted to be apart because, when you lose someone, it just.
Sure.
There are no rules to grieving.
So, do whatever you got to do.
Right. And so things kind of get weird and you're like, how about let me? Yeah, I'm just going to go my own way so this doesn't hurt us.
Okay, good for you guys.
It's a positive thing.
Yeah. You're very mature, Jessica.
I was just going to say, you guys are reasonable people, though, which is not necessarily
Let's get back, to the unreasonable comedy. Let's start insulting each other and have some fun.
Let's get back to the psychos.
Let's get back to the cheap hotel and the loud grunting. Okay, sorry, back to
Dear Allie, I had an affair with my best friend's husband. She found out and left him, and since then we've fallen in love while helping each other through this. Oh. She has now gone out of her way to turn all of our friends against us, trying to make it impossible for us to be happy. He says he's pretty sure she was unfaithful too. Should we retaliate or just hope that this passes?
Oh my God.
Christy, you want to take this?
Retaliate.
No, you're not going to retaliate. First of all,
kidding.
You're
the
video
one.
Game.
Yeah. You started this. You had an affair with her husband. What did you expect? That everybody would embrace you guys with open arms?
Exactly.
Come on.
I think this is a chance to start completely new. You two. Go build a new life with new friends. And
get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And when you make new friends and they ask how you met, lie.
Say match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We grew up in Bumble. Nursery school together.
Bumble. We bumbled.
You, yeah. You lie about it, yes.
Boy, yeah, people there's people no, are the worst, aren't they?
Yeah,
you don't want to retaliate how?
No, that's no good.
No.
You don't need to do that.
Scorched earth, that's what I say.
Jesus, take everybody with you.
Start I'm over. Sorry, honey. You started this. Yeah. You got to just walk away.
Yeah, I have a question.
How close could they be to their friends if they're cheating on each other with their love?
Joke. I mean,
they're not great friends.
No.
So the one that were they? So the one before this, where the guy was confused. So who wanted the guy wants her to move out?
Yes.
Yeah, but he still wants to be with her.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. You're going why are you back going back?
Well, we didn't really answer that question.
That's true.
Because he wants to. There go ahead, Tom.
No, does he help her move?
I think it's all in
does he help
it's
her move,
be.
Or she,
there is no
does she have to get him beer and pizza?
There is no
sometimes
answer.
He pays for movers.
Oh, I forgot this was
that's
the one
best
we were going to go
God,
back.
Tom.
Sorry.
Did that. You really forget
no,
that
he
quick?
He did not forget.
Willie, can you do something Jesus. About your father?
Like Josh, there's a reason I shut up during that question, too.
You're mean.
Sorry, let's go back. Let's go back three of them. What was the first one
again? Bully.
He knows damn well what he's doing.
He's a bully.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Back Tom to you. Allie, torture. What else have you got?
New question. Here we go.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend convinced me to start using toys in the boudoir.
Yes.
And
you
at first
like,
I was
like, you mean like Hot Wheels?
What, do you got a Teddy Ruxpin in there?
Yeah. Legos?
I saw that in Jackass. You don't want to stick a car up there. Yeah.
Oh.
At first I was too embarrassed, but now I can't get excited without using them. My boyfriend now wants to stop using toys, so I told him we can stop when he learns how to vibrate.
Oh,
hilarious.
Now,
oh, well put.
Now he thinks
bitch.
I'm insulting him.
Jeez.
Once again,
Dude, run for the hills.
We have to go back to the Dear Abby thing where she gives them all names, and then when she writes the letter back, it's
Dear.
I'm sorry.
Vibrating in Vermont.
You learned vibrating.
Now he thinks I'm insulting him as a man. How can I keep using toys and still keep up his confidence?
Explain to him that it is that she still wants him. You still want him very much,
even though he doesn't vibrate.
If he could develop a severe palsy,
or just drink a lot of coffee,
either a lot of caffeine or maybe some unfortunate illness, which brings us back all the way back around to.
And if that doesn't work, ask him to move out.
Just
and stay
explain. Hey, look, no, these toys are just. Plus, who doesn't? What guy doesn't like a woman who can get herself warmed up? He doesn't. That can take work. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Tell me.
She can go. I'm going to the bedroom.
I have heard guys.
I'm going to watch.
I have heard guys complain. I'll be in the other room. I have heard guys complain that toys desensitize women to their actual skills.
Oh, so I can tell she's getting ready.
oh,
she seems to be getting out there. Boy, that's
wow. The episiotomy for
you.
Husqvarna people have just made a very nice vibrator. Allie, we can squeeze in one more.
Which
okay,
is what that woman
dear
said.
Dear Allie.
We didn't really answer that, but.
Oh, dear Allie, I hate oral sex. I love everything else, but not that. And every guy seems to think I've just never had it done right and takes it on as a challenge. It's never worked so far, so how can I get people to just believe me and not torture me with trying?
Squirt gun full of vinegar.
Torture?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with this woman?
Misbehaving dog.
Just a squirt gun full of vinegar.
Here's what you do. You say, look, every time that is done to me, I get uncontrollable flatulence, and nobody will go down there anymore.
You can maybe get instead of a squirt gun, you
sure
I get some kind of
Gatling
a Hershey syrup bottle.
Why can't a guy just accept the fact that she doesn't like it? I don't understand that.
Okay. There is that thing where it's like, well, no, you've just never heard it. I kind of, we're dumb.
Every guy is an authority.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's the same thing as the toy thing. There's a thing for guys where they think, oh, no, I can do it better than that, be it the guy before or be it a toy.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Now, I'll be honest. I've used this. Boy.
Yeah, this may be getting into territory.
No, it's okay. I have told, I remember this once, I told her that I did not care for that. And it got her to do it a lot more.
Wait a minute. This is reverse psychology?
Yes.
This is getting very
And you knew that as you were doing it?
Yeah, I knew that it was actually my favorite thing.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I go, you know what? And
that is weird.
Oh, no, got to try again. That didn't.
So the answer to all these questions, this is really complicated.
Yeah.
We're making or this far too much work.
DJ Khaled. Isn't that the guy who doesn't like
yes,
doing that?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty of guys you can find, I'm sure, that
are. Thank you. Allie, thank you very much. First of all, I'm glad your mom's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
exactly.
Jessica, sorry about yours.
It's all right.
Wow.
I got this set.
Wow, that was.
Oh, my God.
See, I thought that I needed to recover, but no.
No.
I'm fine.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.